While Virginia's five Republican incumbents won handily last night, the GOP also picked up an additional three congressional seats. In the 2nd District, Scott Ridgel defeated freshman Democrat Glenn Nye. In the 5th District, Robert Hurt defeated freshman Democrat Tom Perriello. And in the 9th District, Morgan Griffith defeated veteran Democrat Rick Boucher. Democrats Bobby Scott and Jim Moran both easily defeated their opponents, but with 98% of precincts reporting, the 11th District race between Democrat Jerry Connolly and Republican Keith Femian remained too close to call early this morning. 7th District Congressman Eric Cantor, who currently serves as the minority whip, says results around the country gives the GOP a clear mandate to reject President Obama's agenda.
This election is about delivering on how we get more Americans more jobs. Bottom line, people are tired of the bickering and the lack of results in Washington. And most people in the 7th, not unlike those across Virginia and the country, want to see results. They want to see a return of this country back to opportunity. People want to take responsibility, and they want to have success. And they're tired of hearing about a president and an agenda that actually penalizes those who've done well.
Though Cantor realizes his proposed bill to repeal the health care reform package will likely be killed in the Senate or face a veto, he believes there will be some opportunities to work with the White House.
There are some things that we can do. We can make sure that no taxes go up on anybody come January 1. I'm hopeful that happens in the lame duck. We can work on behalf of the small business people and the working families of this country, and hopefully we can come to some agreement when it comes to jobs as it relates to the expansion of the nuclear industry and the energy sector. You know, we know we need a national energy policy, and there's been no movement on that. Hopefully this president could come and work with us there, because that means jobs. Ultimately, if we're about returning America back to the land of opportunity, we've got to be focused on everyone having a fair shot. That starts with quality education. His Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, has indicated he's for education reform, for education choice. Let's work together there. That is opportunity. That will allow folks to regain some confidence.
Also yesterday, three amendments were passed by referendum. One provides a property tax exemption for veterans who have sustained a 100% permanent and total disability related to military service. Another allows localities to create a property tax exemption for residents age 65 years or older with a permanent disability. The final amendment increases the permissible size of the Revenue Stabilization Fund, or the Rainy Day Fund, from 10 to 15% of the Commonwealth's average annual tax revenues from the three preceding fiscal years. Craig Carper, WCVE News.